your dungeon master, Michael Damaro. He, him. And with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. I use she, her pronouns.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
And Nika Howard.
Hey. I'm so happy to be here. Nowhere I'd rather be on a Tuesday evening or a Monday morning afternoon in your ears. I'm that piece of earwax right next to you. I use she, her.
Michael Bachman could not be here this evening. He has just uncontrollable diarrhea.
He is just shitting so
he
much.
He tried. Like, we started a little late because he came on, and then, like, it was, like, even just the audio.
It's just shit.
Yeah. You cannot get great audio in the bathroom.
Toilet produces a very specific perfect audio, but mostly just for your toots to, you know, as a Grecian
right.
amphitheater.
Yes.
So to speak.
Have you ever heard a whispering chamber of the asshole? That's what Bachman's in right now.
Yeah.
I can hear it in my house from where he is.
There's a joke about what's actually in. He has family in town, but there's like,
yeah,
like
he's
a
good,
funny
yeah.
joke to say about his dad. He was like, I don't know, his daddy.
His dad, yeah, like he couldn't get permission from his dad
yeah.
to record the podcast because his dad's visiting him.
Because he's a dad.
His dad was using the AOL internet and wouldn't let him get on.
Mm. Oh, that's good too. It's like we were in on AOL discs. but yeah, as we've said before in the past, we want to be a little more flexible with the cast. It's hard for us to sometimes do that for ourselves, but we want to make sure that we can have episodes.
Yeah.
Four of us missing.
Y'all, we're not that far away from 400 episodes.
We have done so many episodes.
And then you know what's after that?
What?
420.
And one episode's 10. 420 is 20 after that.
And we're like, what, 99% of the time, all of us on, so.
Uh-huh.
It is most
and Michael,
fun.
You have to be on all of them.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but 2020 is bad.
It's so bad. And the fact that we have regularly still put out a podcast, if nothing else, I'm proud of all of us for this.
Yeah.
Sincerely agreed.
There is both a proud and darkly proud part of me whenever I see like a big time podcast take a break or do like a side story or have just dog shit audio.
Oh no.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Like damn. Makes me feel better. Yeah, absolutely. Oh my god.
They're
no.
not going to their studios anymore.
God, I do fucking love when big podcasts are like, yeah, our audio beefed it this time, and I'm like, yes,
yes.
Happens to them too.
it makes us proud. I think there's like a it's very easy for us specifically to get down on ourselves, hard on ourselves for like our very strange and specific place within the tabletop role-playing scene where some people think we're a very big deal and most people do not know who
don't
we
know
are.
We exist.
So, you know, there's like the people that do know who we are, they're in the scene. It's always very interesting to hear their concept of like, oh, you must not know how you're shielded from this because of your downloads. No, we're shielded from this because we're simply never invited to do anything.
we just do our thing.
Yeah. Luckily, it seems like the industry is trying to push more diversity, which is good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So at least it's not a situation where we are not invited things
yeah.
where it's homeless to like white dudes with beards. That's totally good and fine with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the cool thing is we been recording together for a really long time. And
I love
really
you.
Really fun.
I haven't
guys.
Been closer to you guys
yeah.
ever before now. I think you know.
And audience, I'll love you if you go vote.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Get
oh
your
my
ass
God.
Registered for fuck's sake.
Right now, make a plan. Check your shit
yeah.
and make sure that you are registered. That I mean, it, you know, it's the thing too. Like Tim and I, like we were considering it. And we're like, should we do mail-in voting? It's like. I'm actually going to go vote myself because
yeah.
it's really close to us. We're pretty healthy. Like, they're keeping things.
Yeah,
like,
we have early voting. I mean, Massachusetts, we're not going to have
voting,
the same
yeah,
situations.
So we can go at, like, an earlier day.
Right. I mean, it. Hilariously, our vote doesn't matter. We're you know, it's Massachusetts.
I'm going to do it anyway, though.
You got to do it.
Because what we're saying is do not vote for Trump.
Let's
be explicit about this because I think we were trying to be. Everyone knew what we felt in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Right. But now. It's like, please vote to keep our country from being more fascist.
Yes. It's not going to be good, but...
Yeah.
I would go as far as saying, you know, it's not everyone's first choice, but vote for Biden.
I think we right.
can. Oh, yeah, yeah. I definitely vote for Biden.
I think we gotta. We gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, very specific people, I'm not gonna, you know, jump down their throat for not voting for Biden, because.
If you can, please
gonna,
do it.
It's good. But, you know, things are bad.
Historically, yeah. It's amazingly historically so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try.
Once in a lifetime bad, hopefully.
Yeah. There's so many bad 2020 things that we just can't quite be able to frame.
Launchpad 113 in the chat also says, also pay attention to sheriff and Senate votes. Yes.
Local elections are more important than the presidential
one. Do it ahead of time so you're not there that day like, shit, I don't know who this person is.
Because in that instance, your vote actually matters. Yeah. So, yeah, don't vote third party. Don't protest vote.
But also very much focus on your local elections, because that's where a lot of stuff is going to be really riding on that as much as possible.
Biden doesn't really feel like he wants to win, so it's going to be very close. He's doing a very bad job, and they're doing it again, what they did in 2016. So there's almost, it's extreme.
I feel like we shouldn't talk about it, because.
Yeah, I don't want, we're going to predict it. Everyone please go vote, do your research, take care of each other. Give money to people directly if you can.
It's called humankind, not human mean.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dice time!
Giveaway! Can you give away some dice? You wanted to give us some dice?
Yeah.
I love dice.
If you want to win a set of Die Hard dice from diehardice.com, you can come join us on twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Tuesday around somewhere between 8:30 and 9 o'clock Eastern. That's usually when we fire up the old Twitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun. We come, we hang out, we chat a whole lot with the chat room before we actually, you know, start the episode. So come hang out.
We get real weird in there sometimes. So if you want to experience that,
we like to give you a product.
I've already had one whole drink.
Yeah, this is our warm-up.
Earlier today, we talked about making the room warm enough so that we could speed bag Tim's balls.
We did talk about that.
Yeah.
Like a boxer.
Yeah. And we're going to do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for our, what is it, OnlyFans?
Michael, I've seen my balls.
I've only one. All right. Well, let's get rid of those GD dice.
Yeah, the Dracona dice, they look like dragon scales and they look cool as hell. Go check them out.
Every single
I'm like
one
obsessed
of...
with them. I can't stop touching them, yeah. Actually.
Every single dice rolls a 20, even the D4. All right. Canuck Usk. You have won. So thank you, Canuck Usk, for winning.
Yeah, good job.
Boy. Speaking of dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants to roll a D20?
I do.
Me. Oh, I'm going to roll one of these beautiful new Dracona ones.
I've rolled one of my big boys. 14.
I am scared to roll, though.
I got a 4.
Oh, God. Oh. Woo! An 8.
Go to youtube.com/geeklyink and check out my Rime of the Frost Maiden. If this is okay, Jennifer, just a little callback.
You guys Michael. Listen to the Dear Internet. It's going to come out in like 2 weeks. You're going to hear me get into a fight.
Oh, it's not a fight. Really. I said you hurt my feelings. Moved on.
It was worse than a fight.
I was uncomfortable.
Damn.
I had to apologize to Tim for razzing too hard.
Yeah.
Because I was razzing to the point of rudeness.
Mm. It happens. YouTube.com/geeklyink. Check it out, baby.
Check it out. Tim, what happened?
Yay! Tim
Last
wins.
Week on Drunks and Dragons, the Adventurers of Greetings, we went to Bone Slam 42's offices in order to talk to what's his nuts's, or talk to Doug's cousin. I didn't write it. I think maybe I wrote his name.
Girth Stone Slab.
Everyone has very sexual names.
That is a porn star name.
That is true. Girth Stone Slab. And then we kind of chatted with him about the situation and then trying to get him to allow us to battle the Sorrowful Man. And then Girth was like, why would I do that? I mean, I don't know who the fricks you are. Then at some point, the Sorrowful Man showed up and he's like, oh, crap. And then he just sprinted all out of the damn window. And then Lonnie chased him and did bad and came back. And it turns out that most likely the Sorrowful Man was Lonnie, Lonnie's brother.
Spelled different, sound the same.
All of them are variations of Lonnie or Lanny, except for Linguini.
So wait, is it Lanny?
Is it Lanny or Lonnie?
I think it's Lanny.
I thought it was Lanny.
I always thought it was Lanny. But
okay, then it's
time
Lanny.
You were like, no, it's Lonnie, just spelled differently. And I was like, I do like that better. But
it is pretty funny.
We stand a confusing name.
She has 7 siblings. So there's Lonnie, L-A-H-N-I, L-O-N-N-I-E, L-O-N-N-Y, L-A-N-N-Y, L-A-N-N-I.
How do you spell your character's name?
L-A-H-N-I.
Okay.
I want a family tree.
Lonnie, Lanny. Oh, L-E-N-N-Y. And then Linguini.
And they're all dead except for L-A-H-N-I and L-A-N-N-I-E?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like E's, A, different vowels.
So it's Lanny.
So they're all, well, it's Lonnie or Lenny or Lanny. So they're all different names, technically differently pronounced names, but the way that we say them, they all sound the same.
Oh, I see. All right.
Little play on words.
I see.
And then there's Linguini.
Lonnie, I get it. Lanny, Lip.
Exactly. It's all in the intonation.
I didn't know there was a Linguini.
Cool. Then the brother ran into the, I guess we call it the Sorrowful Forest or cave system where people go when it's their time to move on to their next great adventure in the sky, I guess.
Wait, what?
Is that correct?
He died?
It is the night zone.
Or did you retcon how dark that was?
Yeah, there was definitely a moment during the last recording where I was like, it was going to that dark place, but I don't think we need to be that dark.
I don't remember this.
I think it's a scary place that is very dangerous that everyone says you should not go to.
What if it was like stealing from Dragon Age and it's where like people who accidentally brought shame to their house, and so they go down to the deep roads in order to, like, everyone knows they're gonna die, but at least they're gonna push back the whatever the bad guys are in Dragon Age.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, so here you are. I believe Lonnie came back and she told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So now you are going to decide what to do about this.
Because didn't we have like a whole, like we were kind of trying just because we were going to originally like go stake out some stuff.
Right. But... we were going to try to capture the Sorrowful Man when he came back, but it turns out the Sorrowful Man has run into the Night Zone.
Right. So now that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So we just know that we, our plan is to go to the Night Zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or
to find him still. That's what we're, our goal is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will find him in the Night Zone.
Y'all, I think it's time we went to, and then Lonnie turns around, fumbles with the ferret, drops the sunglasses, picks the sunglasses up, puts them on, takes them off, turns around dramatically, puts them on. The Night Zone.
She's on a full 360.
Scud goes, oh my gosh, I drank some of that brain juice and now my bowels. And then he runs off into the bathroom.
Into the forest.
Where he canonically shits himself.
I told him that he should line his stomach with some carbs first. And he said, no, I've done this before.
Yeah.
I don't think he has.
Oh, you can't have that stuff.
I mean, it's an amateur move.
Before it's processed, it'll do hectics to your plumbing downstairs. You know what I mean?
Rowan puts the little vial back in the bag.
Interesting. Well, is there anything we need to know about the Night Zone?
Oh yeah, don't go there.
But we're going there.
Well, what? So wait, why? Yeah, why would we not want to go? Like, what's
oh, it's
bad?
So spooky.
Is there a gremlin?
It must have just turned to be October because where you're going is so spooky.
No.
It must almost be October.
It must be 4 days.
It must be 4 days from October if you're listening to this exactly when it comes out.
8-year anniversary.
Okay, also... sorry to once again make a reference to another podcast, but all I can think about when Michael talks like this is the dude who sings the monster fuck in Comedy Bang Bang.
Monster Pop Fuck Part 3.
Oh, that's such a funny song.
Michael, you should have that character.
Leo Carpazzi.
In Leo second Carpazzi. Campaign, can I play the Time Lord, please? Oh!
And I'll play B-Dip.
Every
Sorry,
time...
Sorry, Nika. Comedy Bang Bang
Comedy Zone. Comedy Bang Bang Zone. Every time they do a special when they have like 19 people on Comedy Bang Bang and one of them's the timekeeper and someone says, give me a second or just wait 1 minute, and you just hear him gasp in the background and everyone loses their entire shit over it.
Mwah. That's good.
So good. It's good.
Anyways. Good. But what makes it spooky?
Well, it's very dark. Like night.
I have dark vision.
Like all the time?
Yeah, like all
like
the time.
Like unnaturally?
Well, I mean, we're in a cave.
Yeah.
To start with, but the rock is dark. There's like a mist.
Ooh.
It's spooky. There's something bad there. There's something real bad.
I mean, has anything ever actually like happened to someone? You say like something's bad, but like...
Oh yeah, people die there all the time.
Is it like a thing where they go in and they just never come back, or do they...
Right. That's the
so
one.
Girth, do they find their bodies?
Who would go in to find them?
Girth, lead us to your mayor.
What if it fucking rules there?
Wait, how do you know that they aren't just like living down there, creating their own community?
Yeah, what if they're just like, this is awesome, and I live here now, and I'm never going back?
It's like that episode of Futurama.
I mean, if you guys want to go, let's knock yourself out.
Girth, do you have a quest for us to go there? Would you give us, I don't know, 7 jades?
What?
I need jade.
Jade?
Yes.
What? Why?
Yeah. Why do you need jade?
I don't want you to go. I don't care if you go there, but I don't want you to go there.
I like Toby trying to bully this man to give him jade
all right,
for no reason at all.
Oh, there's a reason.
I need jade! I'm not saying you want jade for a reason, I'm assuming, but he does not have any reason to give it to you.
So here's what I'm thinking. Let's go D&D on this, S-H-I-T. We spend the better part of the day trying to find a quest to go out there. I'm sure the mayor...
We just keep walking around and looking at people. Like,
The general store owner has a... There's got to be someone here.
A little old widow.
They give me jade.
Bulletin board.
Some bulletin board.
It has a bunch of postings on it.
Is anyone having an estate sale or anything?
Estate sale. Yeah.
You got to go there. That's what... There's going to be your jade,
Toby. Yeah, what if there's a ticket to Bone Smash? Then we can skip all this and Lonnie's brother can die.
What?
Lonnie, are you okay, by the way?
I don't know.
Do we know that's her brother? Or is that just...
Oh, right, because does she...
What do we know versus what do we know?
What do you mean?
Like, because does Lonnie realized, right? You realized that was your brother?
Yeah.
So she would have told us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels like a lot to process.
I mean, maybe, but also, that's my brother. It's not like I need to figure out who it is, so I just got to, like, catch up to him and talk to him.
Rowan, mm-hmm. Our health plan...
I know he's not dead.
...has therapy, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe I want to schedule some...
Yeah, I think maybe...
He's bummed out all the time.
Well, yeah, their entire family's dead.
What?
Yeah, it's been a rough time.
No way! That would explain it. If his whole family's dead except for yous?
Yeah, but then he ran away, which I think maybe he thought I died. I do not know. I did not catch up to him to talk to him.
Or maybe he did. He was a...
I mean, Lonnie, do you think that it's possible he didn't recognize you given, the you gimp. Know, and Ron gestures to the gimp suit that Lonnie is wearing?
And you smell awful.
No. No, I think that he recognized me because I saw that he had a raccoon around his neck, I do believe it was. Mm-hmm. Because
I believe it's a possum.
A possum. I'm sorry. It was a possum. I am mistaken.
Different sibling has the raccoon.
Yeah, it was Lenny who had the raccoon. Because each of my siblings were gifted a pack animal at birth. And we grew to love this animal, and then we grew to make this animal into a bag of holding, as you see now.
Damn.
So I know that it was him, and he definitely saw my ferret, so he knew that it was me.
Mm. So maybe he is wanting you to come find him if he's running away. Maybe he's leading us somewhere.
What if he's been running this whole time?
Have you ever seen Naruto? What if he killed your family?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Is that a thing that happened in Naruto?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm not caught up yet. Sasuke's brother just showed up. No spoilers. But I'm pretty sure he killed everybody.
That is also a thing that happened in The Flash, is that the Reverse Flash came, and then he killed Flash's family, so it created this, like, dynamic. But then he came back, and he was a mentor to him in the past.
Oh, frick. Like, his name's either Itachi, but I think I call him Hitachi because of the vibrator.
Because of the vibrator.
Yeah, and I laugh about that.
It's a lot happening right now. I don't know what world I'm in.
All right, let's get us a bulletin board quest for 8 gold to go into this horrible place.
Do we need a quest to go? I think we just go.
Efficiency.
You just want to make a little cash while we do it.
I just want some jade.
All right. Toby wants jade. No one knows why.
Can we ask the... The innkeep, maybe they lost a crate.
Tim is staring very pointedly at Michael right now.
There is a bulletin board outside of the office on the street. There's probably quests on there if that'll make you shut up.
Gladly. And then I fly out the window.
I mean, for old time's sake, you know, like an old school quest from a board.
Yes.
Like, is it that fun?
Y'all, I'm so glad. I do not think that the three of us plus whatever ancillary NPC characters, NPCs are with us. I think that this might be the first time that the three of us have gone on a Tower of Grey adventure.
Whoa. Rowan, I just called you my name. What is happening? Why did I do that?
Let's all reach for...
I will call you Lonnie tonight. I am Rowan.
Okay, we're going to just swap names.
I know. Okay. You have to be Toby.
Call me Toby. Three.
Lonnie, I think that's a really good point. And actually, this is your true initiation into the Tower of Grey.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It sounds cooler this way.
I thought cutting my finger off was, but I am always happy to give.
This is the second. This is the second part of it.
We've been to hell like 4 times.
And this is the sixth part of it.
This is Bercy here. Should I not go or?
I think you should.
Bercy,
No, you're part of Tower of Grey.
You're definitely part of this, Percy. But I don't want to pressure you if you don't want to go.
It kind of sounded like y'all were doing a thing together.
No.
Yeah, it was very rude.
With our friends, who you are, Percy.
Right. What I meant to say was, all of us, except for Scud, have never been on an adventure together, and I think that it is time that we should change that.
Hmm.
Didn't we? Not important. This is definitely the first one with us.
Neither here nor there.
With us four, without Scud, including Percy. Because remember we went down to the monastery? That was just three of us.
That was a million years ago.
With Frank?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I take everything back.
Yeah.
We all reach out to grab a bulletin board post.
Yeah.
And each of our level 19 fingers get a paper cut.
Ow!
Yeah, you go outside and there's like a big wall, like after 9/11 of all the people have gone into the Night Zone and are missing. It's such a fucking bummer.
It's such a bummer.
It got really dark again. We're back in the dark zone.
It's like Battlestar Galactica or the Avengers game or any other various thing that uses this trope.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yikes.
Wow.
Michael can say that because he's from New York.
I can say that because I was in New York on 9/11.
You were in New York.
His cat almost died.
That's when you got the cat.
It is.
I love that we all know your cat.
That cat is now dead.
What?
Yeah, she lived for like 18 years, but she's
she's
gone.
Oh,
onto the next adventure.
Pieces, mitten.
Okay, so there's just like a million quests. Let's just grab them all, I guess. Show them to the ferret.
But then what if there's none left for anyone else?
We'll just grab all sorts of. Who gives a shit? We're gonna solve this, baby.
All these things we're gonna
solve. All of this. I'll just memorize them all.
I just don't want to do a whole bunch of quests, is all I'm saying. Like, I just want to do a quest.
Okay, efficiency. We'll grab every bone we find for Scud, because it can't be here. Mm. And then when we get out here, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. A tabaxi. That's cool. Oh, that was a whole family in there? Well, okay. All right, let's go.
Okay.
So we're just going to go. Are you going to tell us what quest we're doing?
We have to get bones.
That's a quest? You just made that up.
If it's anything like the hit video games Marvel's Avengers, the live game with bugs, they're like, where's my friend? They got blown up by the Terrigen gas. So we have to go in there, find their bones.
Kill
and be like,
a bunch of warthogs. That's the only thing I know about a quest from World of Warcraft a long time ago.
What if there's a haunted cemetery in a local small hamlet where we have to go, and it turns out that actually a neighboring reptilian race is dressed up trying to take over the town, and we have to figure it out.
Oh, crap. That'd be sick. Yeah, I hope we get in the middle of the Night Zone, and it's like, it's a reference, it's a callback. Maybe that necromancer we all know and love has a summer house there.
Oh, man.
Reichardt Svensson?
Oh, yeah. That guy!
The fact that you knew his name makes me suspect.
I don't know why that popped into my head. Usually I can't remember anything.
Because we brought up the necromancer at some point, and none of us knew his name.
He's just been sitting there waiting in Michael's brain. Well, I think we should head on to the Night Zone, baby.
I want to buy nothing because we're level 19. I don't give a shit. Let's go.
The only thing that Toby cared about is Jade. For some reason.
Why do you want Jade? Is there a reason, like a spell reason?
Yes.
Okay.
Scraves that Jade.
If you want to see Yazdeer, you'll give me Jade. If you'd like to see Doug the Dark Elf, a Jade you shall bring.
Toby, you live under a bridge now.
This is bridge.
He makes people do answer riddles. Braid of Jade.
If it is Toby that you seek, a braid, a Jade, you shall reek. This is assuming Jade stink. They're the stinkiest stones.
You gotta workshop that one, Toby.
Okay.
Before you're ready to become a bridge man.
I read a book of poems.
If a dragon, you should. Wait.
Seek.
If a dragon you should seek, your jade must I first peek.
You should have used reek again. I really think reek is important to these riddles.
Michael, what happens next?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, you head out, you go through the Jade Forest.
Jade Forest. That's a reference to something.
Which is an ironic name because there's no jade there.
What?
They strip mined it.
And you're getting further and further outside of the city. Dipper, I think, is your guide now. Little Rock Man. I don't remember what his name is. So many things have happened. Yeah, so it starts getting darker. Darker.
I have dark vision.
Same. So, just to clarify, so this is part of the city? Is it within the city?
It's outside of the city.
Outside of the city, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
We all have dark vision, right?
Yes.
We left dumbass Scud behind because
idiot who can't see in the dark. The dark.
He is not
coming
out.
Can Mercy see in the dark?
Yes, and you go through the old graveyard because the graveyard is on the way.
I tap Lonnie and point.
It's a graveyard.
I'll run through the graveyard. Just okay, so fast.
Be safe. Don't be.
Is there a bone in the graveyard?
Let me like we probably shouldn't like
don't touch any bones.
Maybe like not from the graves though.
But
like,
we're not
only
in
if
the,
there's only loose bones.
We're not in the night zone yet, right? So we don't want to.
Yeah, these are like trash tier bones. These are no good.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
This is just grave robbing.
Is the casket less than 10 inches?
What? Oh my god! Why are you busting into a casket stealing bones?
One of the fun parts about New England is going to get lobster rolls. The other fun part is going to cemeteries.
We got cool graveyards up here.
We very do. But I remember going to like a super old one in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and like walking on the kind of like stone path and then looking down and realizing I am just full on standing on a shattered grave, a tombstone. I was like,
"You're so cursed now."
Like 1786.
Some ghost is fucking pissed at you,
Grandma. I'm fucked.
Goody, Rachel is pissed as hell.
Goody, Samantha's cursed your soul, Timothy.
How'd you know about Goody Samantha?
So the ground is all rock here, so it's mostly just like stones piled on top of people.
Karen.
Yeah, Karen. However you say that.
Karen.
Cool.
It's like that.
Cool.
It's like that.
Can I do like a perception check in this graveyard?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, spend time in the graveyard.
I like the graveyard.
We love the graveyard. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. We're going to spend all our time in the graveyard.
He wouldn't mention a graveyard 4 days before October.
I got 16. Could have been better.
What are you looking for?
Graves.
Well, I guess I do want to see. Okay. I want to see if anything looks like there's been like recent movement or anything in this graveyard. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if anyone's been raising from the dead here recently. Yeah.
Generally, it doesn't seem like any of the graves have been disturbed.
So. Are there any that look fresh?
There's fresh ones, sure.
Fresh graves.
Is there a gravekeeper's hut?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is there a guy?
Let's go talk to this creepy motherfucker.
Yep, there is one.
Let's go. Uh-huh.
We got it. Talk to him.
Michael hears the rustling of notes. I was like, yeah. Why would you say there's a cemetery with us? This is your fault. You know we care about the cemetery. And Michael, I do hope that someone gives a kiss of lore and right. try to like push us out of there. And then being like, oh, no one's done this. And we go do that thing is what I'm thinking.
Huh?
I don't know what you're saying.
Me either.
I didn't understand this. I pretended like I understood because I was like, maybe Michael will understand.
All right. I cast Silent Image on top of Hobie. Send Hobie forward. As I am an illusion wizard, I'm able to make my silent image speak, and I speak through Hobie as well, and I knock on the door, just in case. What if they're mean? And the three of us can stand off, the four of us can stand off the side.
Yes?
Hello. Where are some adventurers going into the Night Zone?
Oh, don't do that. You'll die. Although... good business for me.
Very good. What do we see? Are they talking out from behind the door, or what's the story here?
They open the door. It is a small woman. I don't know. She's like she's one of those deep dwarves.
Yeah.
Cerebellum or a Duergar?
Yes. I think I was thinking of the gnome one that you said that I can't pronounce.
Cerebellum. You can say, oh, that's what I meant.
That's what I meant.
Okay. All right, Sir Bellum. And then Toby busts out. Oh, my Christ. So there's two Tobies.
Hello.
I haven't met a Sir Bellum in so long.
She has long, stringy white hair. She's very old.
Okay.
Good for her.
That's sick. Can you friggin' hack here's a few blueprints. Can you help me make my
blueprints? What is your name?
Toby Trigoptar. Anyways, can you help
nice to meet you.
Hey, what's your name, I guess?
Oh, thank you for asking. My name is Catherine Beanlord.
Beanlord?
Catherine Beanlord!
Yes, Catherine Beanlord.
Hello.
Write that down now.
And I give her a week. Mrs. Beanlord? Or...
is there a Mr. or Mrs. Beanlord?
I am married, but I didn't take her name.
Oh, sick. Anyways.
Would you like a tour of the graveyard? I've got the NPC name doc open.
No,
I can let you through a few.
No. Would you take us through every row and tell us the history of every person?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh my god. Dude, how fucking pissed would it be if we just had an episode where we read the gravestones of every single person? Like,
wow, they're fucking dead.
Is the grave of the famous Daria Soldshort.
Oh, Daria Soldshort. That's freaking sick.
Hey, people come and leave bills of sale here that they've been shorted on.
Oh, I have one of those.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What's this one?
Oh, this is Endulphus Bane. Endulphus Bane.
Huh.
I think I've heard of that guy before.
I've heard. You know what? At McWhiskey's in Greenham, he was the guy that ate the most spicy wings.
Oh, that's probably why he died.
Yeah. Yes, that is why he died.
why is he here? That's weird.
No, I don't know.
We don't give a shit about this. Can you help me?
This one got so rude.
This one is named Tuck Frump.
I cast Wish, Greater, whatever the fuck. I need Tuck Frump with us.
Tuck so Frump, bad. Get back to life,
Tuck
please.
Frump. Tuck Frump. Tuck Frump. We have to go back here with Scott. I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to make this note. I'm making the note now.
Return to Tuck Frump. Ow. My fucking head. Oh, shit.
Anyway, what can I help you with?
I was going to see if you can make my magic broom fly better, because I know Servabellum are known widely for their ingenuity, but, you know, it was probably rude of me to just pull a Tuck Frump on you and not ask what your specialties were.
I mostly pile rocks on dead people.
That's true. That's true.
All right. So, well, okay. Toby, how about you take a little breather for a second?
No,
let Rowan step in.
Leak here, man.
Ms. Beanlord, I have some questions for you.
Yes.
About the. Where are we going again?
I don't know.
The night zone. I almost said the death zone. Can you? I know you said we shouldn't go to the death zone, the night zone. I am going to be honest with you. We are going there, and we're going to do it regardless of what you say.
Yeah,
so if you had some advice to give us about going to the night zone.
Maybe a quest.
That would be, if you want to, you need anything while we're in there, I can bring you back something from the night zone.
Yeah, we're real close to level 20, so...
Well, my best friend, Scruple Meritswine, wandered into there a fortnight ago.
You've got to give me a heads up.
Scruple Frumpleswine? What'd you say?
Scruple Meritswine.
Scruples? Okay.
If you could find them, their corpse, because surely they're dead.
What kind of corpse are we looking for here?
Yeah,
looking for a human, looking for an elf, looking for...
Scruple was a duck person.
Okay. Alright.
A duck person?
A
duck person.
An air cocra?
No.
A dock, like they caught fish for a living? They worked on a dock?
No, like the aquatic animal, except
duck?
But more
a duck?
Person life.
Like a
yes.
Humanoid duck.
Like Howard the Duck?
Right.
Okay.
Or Donald.
Or Donald.
Scrooge McDuck.
Or Scrooge McDuck.
You doing like...
Huh.
Okay.
All right, that's...
I think that's our co-crew.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We can definitely... You know, when we go in, we can grab Scruple.
Yeah, we're gonna grab every bone we see.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna grab a bunch of bones. Hopefully it'll be...
Oh, you're not gonna have enough room.
There's so many bones
in
there.
A lot of bones.
I mean, good thing we got all these bags of holding.
You better fucking watch me. We can bring like
Scruple should be fresh. Well, fresh is a relative term, but should have all their skin still.
Is there anything we should be watching out for, big monster?
Yes, certainly. There's a big monster. There's a spirit of some kind that is haunts the. The very souls of those who enter the night zone.
Sounds fake. Bercy, you're a cleric, right?
What? I'm a knuckle puncher.
Oh wait, we kind of have one, but we really need like a full one.
We are going up into the night zone without our fucking cleric slash
necromancer.
Yeah.
Put it in air quotes.
This is like the whole place where Scud could just control the bones.
It's probably good when we're going.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back later once you've got it figured out.
Alright, Mrs. Beanlord, you'll see us soon, bro.
I sincerely doubt it, but best wishes, children.
Hey, we're gonna come back, and you're gonna give us the remainder of the tour of this graveyard.
And I noticed that you have that lovely wedding ring made of jade. If we're back, you're giving me that.
That's her,
it.
Toby.
Well, okay, I won't
Toby,
do that.
That's her wedding ring. Come on, man. Come on.
Why are you weirdly threatening me?
He gets real excited.
Is this a mugging?
No, it's a bet.
Yeah, see, Toby, you can't just do that. You gotta act right around people.
It was a
Come
bet.
On.
Can I look at Toby and Lonnie can... I don't know why I've never done this. Lonnie can know every language. Can I speak to Toby in a different language and just say, Toby, her finger is less than 12 inches. I will vibrate that ring off of it for you. She will never know. I will phase it right through her finger. I don't know if I can actually do this. I'm promising something that I might not be able to provide.
I mean, you're probably speaking to me in Gnomish, which she can most likely speak as well.
But it could be anything. What other languages?
I only speak... Toby does not speak that many languages. He gave up that elective in order to go to Artificer School.
I don't know that you don't speak the language, so I'm just going to pick something. So So Lonnie turns around to Toby or goes up to Toby, touches uh-huh. him on the shoulder and says,
yeah, hi.
What would be really funny if it's something that Rowan speaks, but Toby doesn't?
Oh, shit.
I speak a good amount of languages.
You're speaking in primordial
I
or something?
Yes, primordial.
Deep speech, elvish, primordial, sylvan, undercommon,
and
regular.
Why do you speak so many languages? Why does Rowan speak so many languages?
I think it's something to do with my ranger. I got to pick a bunch.
That's hilarious. Two people who have zero intelligence speak a lot of languages.
What?
I can't believe we haven't explored the space before. I can just imagine that, Rowan and Lonnie are just speaking to each other in primordial and yeah. shit, deep speech.
Yeah, we just get, wasted and start, we're just, talking in all kinds of different languages. Uh-huh. What the fuck are they talking about?
Undercommon, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, I thought we might go there, so I think I decided to learn it.
I don't know what you're saying. We're gonna leave.
Oh?
Yeah, well, we'll be back. We'll be back.
Okay. It's nice to have visitors.
We're gonna bring you some bones.
Do you have next of kin?
No.
Yeah, mine ran in here. Did you see him?
Oh, that's a great question. Did you see anyone run by?
I heard a rustling. Mm.
Was he crying? Because sometimes people call him the sorrowful man, I suppose, because he cries a lot.
Your brother is the sorrowful man?
It is. He is. I'm sorry. He is.
Can you have him sign this bone card for me?
I don't think that now is neither the time nor the place, but I suppose if I get the chance, I would love to.
In exchange, I will give you this exquisite jade pen to keep.
That sounds amazing. I would love to do that. And then Lonnie winks it.
After...
No, I will bring you the pin back.
Pin back.
No, you will not come back.
Well, then how will you get your card?
Nothing to lose from me.
Except your jade pin.
So if we come back, then with a signed card, you'll give the pin to us.
We'll just bring him back with us and he'll friggin' sign your elbows.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Well.
All right. Bye, Mrs. Bean Lord. I love you.
Okay. I sincerely hope you don't die.
Cool. Wow. Everyone's really afraid of the
yeah,
night zone.
I'm going to be real with you right now. I'm a little bit worried.
Yeah, but comparatively, we're gods to all these people.
Yeah, but I almost died a day ago.
Yeah, we did beef that.
But also, think of all the things that we've done. Think of all the stupid shit we've mm-hmm. done that mm-hmm. could have killed us, but it ain't never killed us yet.
Except for a few times. Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, if I'm looking at the facts, I've not died yet, so therefore I will never die.
Well, and also, Rowan, think about it like this. If you die, you're just going to wake up in Toby's tube.
Mm-hmm. Got a point.
Yeah, you have me in a tube.
Man, all right. I feel better now.
Yeah.
Just freaking go to the night zone.
You can all die one time. I can die three times.
Yoto, you only live twice. You only twice. That's die. How you only... Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
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 All right, we head into
Let's do
the,
it.
Night
the night zone.
Zone.
So it's there's a cave mouth, and it looks like a skull. There's holes at the top. It's one of those rocky ones where it doesn't really look like it, but then if you look at it, you squint.
It's like Castle. Right. Is it like? Isn't that what Castle Grayskull?
Yeah, it's a skull. I think the name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to walk into the mouth.
Ah.
And it's dark. It's dark. You can tell it's dark in there, and there seems to be something. A mist billowing forth from it.
I fly off the ground to be about 8 feet in the air, if the ceiling allows.
What is the size, shape, and dimensions of the room, Michael?
Mm.
Well, it's a cave mouth, it's about, let's say, 12 feet high and similarly maybe 10 to 20 feet wide, depending on where you are.
Okay.
So you start to walk into the night zone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's this mist. There's this mist. It's it's almost tangible. It's so thick.
Ooh. Oh, crap.
It's like pea soup.
Michael.
What?
Is there moss?
Do you want there to be moss?
Yes.
I don't know why. there is patches of moss, but it is pitch black because everything is pitch black. The walls, the rock is all just so dark. And every once in a while, there's these massive black crystals that sort of jut at odd angles from the floor to the ceiling. And these things are like tree trunk size.
That's very cool.
Can I do a nature or arcana check to see what the frick their deal is?
What, the crystals? Or
crystals, yeah. Like, is it agate?
I also have a thing, Michael. I don't quite know how this works exactly. But so as a ranger, I have a thing where it just says, while tracking other creatures, you also learn their exact number, their sizes, and how long ago they passed through the area. Ooh. So am I able to see if, like, anyone has passed through here?
Certain speedy elf?
Yeah, perhaps an elf.
Roll a survival.
Okay.
Streetwise.
Ah! I did bad. I got a 10.
You can tell that two or three people have come through here, but you're not sure whom or how long ago or anything like that.
Okay. Were you doing something?
Oh, I want to see what the crystal was.
Okay, roll brain.
Nature.
Brain thing. Nature is exactly what it should be.
Friggin' 30.
These seem to be some sort of naturally formed crystals. They do not have... They have some minor magical properties, but nothing crazy.
I would like to chip off a little bit. If there's anything, any part of the crystal that juts out in an unaesthetic way, I want to get a little bit. And I want to bring it back to my good friend and yours, Boris.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Boris will love this.
So you're not sure if it's like the mist or what, but even though you've got this rad dark vision, you still can't see more than like 20 feet ahead of you.
Does it seem like it's because of magical reasons, Michael? Is there a role we could make for that? Or maybe not that I could make.
Maybe somebody.
You can certainly make a role, for sure.
And I do just want to also point out that because of me being a ranger, which I'm going to go ahead and say I think this is going to become not relevant in a second, but your group can't become lost except by magical means. So just putting it out there. I'm sure there's nothing magical going on in this cave.
Michael, my good bitch, I cast Detect Magic.
My good bitch. I was just going to try to roll Survival.
Mm.
Why? I don't know.
Okay, so we'll do Detect Magic first. Yeah, there's like a heavy necromantic magic aura coming from just sort of all around. A lot of like necrotic-y sort of stuff.
You know, guys, it's really unfortunate that Scud is shitting so much right now.
Yeah.
And he can't be with us.
Not have drank that brain brain.
Yeah, he really, I certainly didn't tell him it would definitely be fine if he drank it. And to try it first.
You give him all that money to do it.
And then he's a coward if he doesn't.
Yeah, you said the B word.
Listen, I can neither confirm nor deny, but it was on him.
But also maybe it's good because maybe if he went in here, he would go full on sicko mode.
That's true. He might become too powerful.
Too powerful.
We gotta stake it out first.
Everyone, and I grab some adventuring rope and tie it around each of us. How about that? And warn them due to the magical nature of everything, even though we have the beautiful dark vision. And I would think maybe Rowan goes first. Or Lonnie, because Lonnie's the unkillablest. I forget.
That's true. Yeah.
You guys both have really good wisdom.
Yeah.
So there's probably no wrong answer there.
So there's four of us, because I was about to be like, oh, such as three, because it's like, ooh, like, how do you, like, because where should Toby be?
Yeah, you're probably the best scout.
So I think that I'm definitely, I think in my mind, I see Lonnie and Rowan up front and then like Bercy and Toby together.
Yes. That sounds great.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Or Toby is the soft noogity center and then Bercy behind him.
Yeah. So true. I think we got to protect the our juicy little guy. Caboose.
Or do you want to be in the back, baby Bjorn?
What I might just do is just like being flying over Bercy's shoulder, maybe.
Hmm. I like it. You're not going to be snucked up on behind you.
Yeah, okay. Probably a Roper's going to eat me, but that's fine.
Whenever we get closer to a part that seems like danger,
Rowan can hide in plain sight. Can you do it while moving? Or do you have to be still?
I have to be still. I have to be still.
Damn. Sure.
Let me double check. Let me double check.
Everybody roll perception for me.
Oh, boy.
I'd love to.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I'm scared.
4.
22.
20.
Lonnie and Rowan, you see like a something flittering, moving just outside of the range of your vision. You're not. You don't know what it is, but something seemed to be moving up ahead.
It's a bat. Okay. Toby and Mercy, I don't.
And then you hear a shriek. Sorry.
That was fun. I'm glad
spooky.
You did.
Spooky.
Boo. Okay, Toby. Real funny joke. Something's up there right now.
Do you want me to send Toby forward?
I mean, is he gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Why don't I just go? I can go invisible and I'll run right up there and I'll run right back.
Hobie's just such a little guy.
He's made
I
of
just
pumpkins.
Don't know if he's
okay.
Ready
he's
for
not.
It,
I don't.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think he's ready for his first alone mission in the not zone.
He's just my little dude, and I don't.
What about Arlington?
Rowan grabs Hobie from Toby's hands and holds him like a baby.
Arlington would be fine though.
Arlington would be fine. You can do whatever you want with him.
It's just that Hobie's my little dude,
Michael.
Hmm.
Can I go invisible and run towards the sound and then run away from the sound? Please.
Run up and touch the sound and then run back.
Yeah.
Sure. How fast are you running? Are you just hauling ass or what are you doing?
Well, I could, if you would like.
Take the rope off so you don't kill us all and cut us in half or whatever.
Oh, no. That would suck. If we all got our heads chopped off.
I guess I could run like. Could I run on the wall?
I mean, can you?
Lonnie runs on the walls so as to not set off any ground traps because I'm not a rogue.
Mm.
Sick.
And I go towards the sound.
Make a acrobatics check with disadvantage.
Oh,
Michael! Look at him, he's so mad.
That's the spooky mist.
But Michael!
Do her!
No!
I'm so scared of him. But I respect him more.
Okay, whenever I have to make an ability check, an attack roll, or a saving throw, and have disadvantage on the roll, I can spend 2 key points.
Boom!
To cancel the disadvantage.
Ta-da!
Michael, you're so pissed. Look at him. He's so
mad.
He's
so mad.
Look at how mad he is.
So mad. He's
coming
so mad.
Come to Twitch, you can see that he's obviously laughing.
Okay, so Michael, given that I would like to do that, do I then just take the other roll that I rolled? Here's the thing. If I do this, I'm not gaining anything. This is literally just so that I can say, so no one can tweet at me and say, you didn't use drunkard's luck.
Like, I just fucking
I used
did it.
Michael, would you like to know what I rolled?
I would love to.
I rolled a 5 and I rolled a 4. So I would like to use my drunkard's luck.
Okay.
So then I don't have disadvantage. So do I reroll or do I just take the 5?
Reroll, sure.
Thank you for being kind.
From
I
nothing,
rolled a nat 20!
Nice.
I got a 31.
Wow.
You were going to bump into, because it's very dark, and you were going to bump into one of those crystal jutting out things and take like upwards of 4 points of damage, but you have avoided it.
Nice.
Good Woo. Job. You
thank God.
It's probably like one of those weird things where it's like a hall of mirrors and you see someone running, but it turns out it's you. And
everything. I just imagine it's us just getting fucking scared of like nothing out of this cave.
There's a little mouse and I shoot a fireball at it.
You guys hear like Lonnie's footsteps, you know, patter off.
They're like echoing all over the place.
And then you hear like a boom.
She's dead.
Fuck.
She's dead. Fuck. She's dead.
No.
All right,
Toby,
Percy,
say this.
You've now been promoted.
She can't be dead.
Congratulations. You are now third place.
No, she's
Scott.
Not.
Oh.
Toby, we don't even fucking know.
Okay. Let's go. She probably ran into
she's
a crystal and stabbed
fine.
Herself.
No, she's probably
she
fine.
Probably ran into an 11-inch crystal thinking it was 10 and she's dead. We all have to get over her. She's dead.
Move on.
Forget about Lonnie.
Oh my God, it's gonna be something so dumb like that. Like,
what if we all just died and then Botman came back and we're like, yeah, they're all fucking dead now.
Michael felt good, so
he would love
30
it.
Mind flayers.
He would go and just raise all your bones and use you as a skeleton army.
We just feed the whole cast. Oh my God.
And then he'd forget about us in 5 episodes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Like his dog that no one can remember the name of. Lonnie, roll perception.
Okay. Did I break the sonic boom, Michael? Is that what you're saying? I rolled a 23. I got a 12 plus 11, so it was a 23.
There's something on the ground up ahead. Oh. It's not moving.
Oh, that's scarier.
Well, I don't know. It could be a rock.
It could be a rock. It could be a free body part. It could be
a
bat.
It seems like a body.
Oh, I'm full blown rich mode.
It's freaking, okay.
Grungle Trungus.
It's Scruple Merit's one.
It doesn't seem like it's moving. I'm feeling Lonnie has an 8 intelligence, but.
What's your wisdom?
20.
She's so wise. This is the thing. Cannot forget this about Lonnie.
That's the thing. Like, Toby is extremely not wise, which is why he's mean sometimes.
Hmm. Okay, I think that Lonnie would run up there and play like they used to. Oh, man.
Man, you're going to jump on the fucking rotten...
Poke the possum. It's where you find a dead animal and you got to poke it with a stick. And if you poke it with the stick first, then you get to wear its skin as the crown.
To all of our... lesbian wives listening, we're sorry about the desecration Lonnie is about to do to Mrs. Beanlord. Or is Crumple?
No, that was just her friend.
Just her friend.
Just her friend, so it's fine.
Okay, we haven't done
that. I thought you were apologizing for Lonnie doing like stuff with like dead bodies and skulls. I'm like, lesbians love that. What are you talking about? Come on. That's queer culture. Being into skulls.
Okay, so I'm going to go poke the possum and I'm going to... with like a stick, a long stick, a
just,
toe.
I'm sorry, just like the hints of things from Lonnie's upbringing are so funny to me. Like this is a game that Lonnie regularly played, and so did everyone around her.
Yeah, it's normal in Arkansas.
To see who will poke the dead creature and then wear it as a crown.
You get a little closer, and it.
It does
seem to be a dead humanoid body, or maybe not dead. A humanoid laying there, face down.
Okay. Okay. I run back. Immediately.
I will say that you think you noticed a fur ruff around their neck.
No.
Shit.
No.
Okay. I run back. I cannot take the risk because it could be someone just laying there waiting to like grab my arm, pull me in, and then stab me. It's happened. It could totally happen.
Can happen again.
Classic.
Can I run back?
Yeah. As you're running back, you're becoming more and more sure that was your brother.
Oh, fuck. I run even faster back. Michael, do I run faster?
Sure, yes.
You said it. Everyone, Michael said it on record. I run
it.
Faster
you
now.
It. You heard it.
Okay, so I run back just as fast as my little legs will carry me. And I say, y'all, I think my brother is up there and he is crumpled on the ground. He is not moving. I played Poke the Possum and I do not want to wear his skin as a crown.
What is she doing?
I think we gotta go up. We gotta go
primordial?
All right, let's hold, link arms and walk together.
Can we chain together?
Okay,
do it. Yeah, we chain, all right.
We have friggin'.
I have to assume that Toby is dangling in between like Rowan and.
I'm flying on my.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just figured out what Tuck Frump's name is.
Yeah, me too. It took me a second. Yeah. I just sounded so funny, as it was. It is even funnier when you think about it.
I fly on my little broomstick in betwixt all y'all.
So spooky. All right.
3-8 King.
You all see a body up ahead.
Yeah.
I poke it with mage hand.
That's probably idea.
Boop boop boop. Hello,
Lonnie. This looks like a wood elf laying face down.
Okay.
What does it look like to us, my friend? Though?
Roll perception.
Friggin' natural 1 with a +1 critical fail 2. What's up?
I got 23.
You are not so sure, Rowan.
I'm not sure if it's him.
Yeah.
That's a friggin'
or just in general. I don't know what it is.
No, you're just not sure of that. You think this. Person seems like they're about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Seem to have a very flat feet, maybe a duck bill.
I forgot they're a duck person.
So okay, so Rowan like inches forward a little bit more.
Be safe.
And can I wanna Well, what would this be? Can I do a medicine check to see if they have pulse?
I mean, yeah, you'd have to touch them first.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch them. I'm gonna touch it.
Okay. As you get closer, it is clearly not Lanny. It is
our good friend,
the duck,
who has a name.
Our good friend, Scruple Meritwine. And Lonnie, as soon as she makes contact, the spell is broken, and you realize it's not your brother.
Oh, y'all, I'm so excited. Whew.
So, guys, I think this is our grave friend's friend.
Scruples.
Yeah.
But wait, though.
They're super dead. They look, like, desiccated almost.
Okay, I was going to say, first I wanted to cast Cure Wounds at, like, first level just to see what would happen.
The bottom of the duck bill falls off in a comical way. Oh, crap. All right, we'll shove the body in the bag of holding. This is a...
I mean, is anyone... Hey, Percy, how about you put it in your bag of holding, right? You got a bag of holding, right?
You got a bag of holding, right? What are you?
I mean, it's nice to have something to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. Like, I'm sure this won't make your bag stink, like, at all. Like, at all.
We can wrap it up with something.
Yeah. I mean, we can throw some...
That's fine.
Ugh, this guy.
You were in prison for, like, 12 years.
Yeah. Percy, you're a real one.
Prison zone.
Well,
that sucks.
Damn, I mean, I think we knew this person was gonna be dead.
Yeah.
But sucks that she was right about it, though. People are dying in here.
Roll perception.
Oh, God.
8.
I'm scared.
8.
Oh, 13.
27.
Toby doesn't really hear anything.
big old hat.
You hear, like, a distant, far-off sound of what sounds like somebody weeping.
We're gonna kill my whole family. I'm Hitachi Uchiha.
Hitachi. So, Lonnie, I don't want to upset you, but I do hear some crying in the distance, and we know that your brother went somewhere in here. So I think we probably need to go in the direction of the. Crying.
Right, it's actually a good news that he's weeping like a.
That is true. It means he's alive.
That's true. He is alive,
but he's crying, which is.
I mean, that's good.
Sad.
This is his brand, so to speak.
He is a sorrowful man. That is true.
I have the quickest of questions. So, do you think that maybe perhaps this place plays tricks on your minds? Because I swear that was my brother. Like, I saw his ferret, everything. Like, I know that was him, but then we got here and it was not him.
Toby has a dagger out, about to stab Percy.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. I think it's pretty normal in here.
Toby, how about you... How about you put that dagger
Does anyone want to take my daggers from me, just in case?
Someone please save me from my daggers. I'll just hold those for you, Toby.
Let's go together safely.
All right, everyone. Everyone hold hands.
You guys are so stealthy and perceptive, but if I'd rather, you know, we stick together and not, I don't know, get attacked by a big old friggin' hook horror.
And perhaps if anyone sees anything, let's verify it with someone else to make sure that we all see the same thing.
Oh, great. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I love that.
You have to get a majority opinion on something.
Right, and there's no wrong answer.
We have to vote.
Right, and it's not like a gaslighting situation, you know?
No, this is going to be... Okay, so this is out of character. This is going to be one of those things where it's going to, like, fuck with our minds and we're not going to know what's real and what's not real. So we have to figure out, like, what is our real? What is our, like, anchored reality?
Oh, we're going to save for
it. You have to save for each other.
Yes! Yes!
Tuck Frump! Alright, if you're feeling kind of out of it, say Tuck Frump.
No, just say Tuck Frump, and then you'll get a reality check from your buds.
Get a reality check. A vibe check.
Get a little vibe check.
Alright, let's go. let's go to that friggin' quiet time.
What?
Michael.
Yeah?
Can I cast Silent Image?
Uh-huh.
The Silent Image for which I am casting is a plush... gorgeous rug, and then I infuse it with felt in order to mute our steps. And I continue to change the shape of it as per my ability as it's being unrolled in front of us.
He's rolling?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's very cool. I like that.
I've been playing some Crusader Kings.
Yeah, I've been playing some video games.
Crusader Kings, that's right.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I wish I would have thought of it sooner. So cool.
It's very honestly, we're pretty cool right now.
I put that on a red carpet. Isn't that fricked up?
Like, honestly, it's really cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's fake though.
So it's just so oppressively dark in here, which is really probably even more oppressive to y'all with your
dark vision.
Because we're not used to it. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck? What is
the
darkness?
Cast light? What's happening? I hate this.
You get closer to the sound.
What if we only have so many flash sticks and we have to do it every once in a while, so it's almost like a strobe effect, so you don't see things, but then you see something, and then the next second it's gone, and then it's back again.
No, I don't want to do that.
It's too spooky.
That's too scary for me.
I'm so afraid of what's inside of Nika's brain.
It's Halloween every day.
So you're getting closer to the sound. And you're getting closer and closer, and it's getting louder and louder, and it feels like they must be right in front of you, but you still can't see anything. And then you see a form begin to reveal itself of a humanoid sort of slumped down on the ground. Ooh. And this large, wiry creature that is sort of just seems to be almost be made of darkness, towering over them. And
oh no!
And there's a mist that is even more solid surrounding this figure. And it almost like you can't, it's not like touching him, but you can just feel that it's like feeding off of him in some way. And you hear racing footsteps coming from behind you, and that's where we'll end our episode.
This is scary,
Michael. You're so scary.
Can I say that doing this really made me want to watch horror movies really bad, though.
Yes. Oh my god,
I am in full Halloween mode now as of tonight.
It was so
Michael,
scary.
Can we, I don't care what anyone else says, can we have a whole month of spooky episodes where we're stuck in the can?
Yeah!
I'm scared.
Well, it's D&D, so who knows what will happen.
Oh my god.
Who knows?
What if this is the Tomb of Horrors?
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, it's just a cave so far.
Sure
the Cave
normal.
Of Annihilation.
Yes.
Hey guys, I have a novel idea. Okay. I've never done it before, but what if I read some reviews?
I think that would sound quite
sick.
Corona of you, Tim.
What?
You said novel?
Corona.
Sorry.
Moosin's Rock says, it good, fun, bun joke imminent. Bone joke imminent.
I was like, bun joke.
That's the review. Brahogar says, love this podcast. It's from Stitcher, by the way. I've never listened to any podcast until I saw this one, and something told me to give y'all a shot. How'd that happen? I'd love to learn more.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it has been one of the greatest decisions I have made all year. I started listening back in August and have now caught up just before the new year. I normally never leave reviews, you should, but I had to for this show. It has been a real struggle to not bust out laughing while listening to y'all at work, and there have been times where I failed in spectacular fashion. At least now that I have caught up, I am able to hop on Twitch and watch y'all live. Hopefully I'll be able to make it a GeekCon in the future. Ha ha! Same. Why you ask? Says, it's been nearly a year. This has been the best psychological podcast I've ever listened to. Obviously, this is from fucking December. Obviously, being recorded from a mental institution, the patients have been playing the same game of Dungeons & Dragons for 7 years without bathroom or food breaks. That's not true. We go to the bathroom all the time.
I love pissing.
I love the piss. It is truly remarkable. This has been a wild ride, tear-filled and laughter until my sides, core, and back hurt, inducing rides. They say many more nice things. Thank you so much. Cumbertonian, which I believe is in the chat tonight.
Yes.
Oh, well, my fucking
God. Do you see what's
God.
Happening right here? You got to read, like, because there's several of them. There's a whole thing happening right okay. now, and it's very good.
All right, we've entered the Cumbertonian block. Cumbertonian 2 says, Cumbertonian here again for review number 2. And they say hey in the chat. Stole my wife's phone to leave another review. Just want to say how great you all are and that everything Thrifty touches is gold. That's true, which is why everything that comes out of Tim's mouth is gold, because Thrifty has his finger in it. Remember that? Got thirsty. Muggsy baby Cumbertonian number 3. Stealing everyone's phone while we get together for the holidays. Let's see how many reviews I can do. Cumbertonian 4 says, Cumbertonian again, review number 4. Howdy, y'all. This is review number 4 for me. When we do holiday stuff with my wife's family, I'll get like 5 more. Love you all. Cumbertonian says, Cumbertonian back again, review number 5. Got my cousin's old laptop and downloaded a Stitcher to leave you all my faith review. All the best.
That is the funniest shit.
That rules.
That's very good.
I want to say, Cumbertonian, the maddest lad.
Maddest so lad, absolutely.
That They're is... saying they were rather drunk.
Yeah, they're in the chat right now.
I love the headspace that you must be in of hearing your main.
You're like, oh, damn, I did that.
That's on me.
It is very funny.
I love it. Everyone should be as brave as you. Andy Reister says, don't kill my favorite players. How are you? I started listening to this back in May, and I've almost caught up. Every time you switch characters, I want to cry for the ones that passed. But the new ones are always so great. I'm not going to mention my favorites because of fear of them dying in 40 episodes. I have until I'm current. You have encouraged me to start writing again, and I'm even looking to join a D&D game.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for this amazing podcast, the Letterkenny references, and Sly Flourish.
Yeah.
Seth Wells says, a friend recommended me this 2 episodes in. I love it. I miss playing D&D. Thank you. That's from CastBox. Their reviews are weird because it's a little bit more specific. FarmDan19 says, laugh too hard. New to D&D, never played before, and wanted to find out what it's all about. Love it. Way too funny. Cannot wait to start playing myself. Kahi0811 says, second time's a charm. No arcana check needed here to know that Nika is one of the best things to happen to this crew. Love you all. That's so
true. I agree. That's true.
That's so true. That's
Thank
so true.
Thank you. It's been a blast, to say the least.
Seth Wells says, again, LOL, I get your struggle. I'll call you Darkbringer. So I think CastBox is per episode.
Like, yeah,
so
you could, like, give little reviews. Like,
there's a non-zero chance we're going to hear Seth Wells' opinion of every episode's going here. Well, I hope so.
I hope that through learning that, we grow to know Seth so well.
I'm scrolling up to see. I do not see any more Seth.
Oh, my God. But I do see more Cumbertonian, yeah, though, coming up.
This podcast is amazing, says Not Rub 6. Everyone playing and DMing are wonderful people who I'm very thankful have kept the podcast going and growing. Much love. Anime Killer says, hilariously gorgeous. I started listening only recently and can't say I've finished, but I can say that I'm in love with this podcast. The shenaniganery and hilarity that ensues every podcast never fails to bring a smile to my face and giggle that never fails to make me look crazy. Thank you so much for sharing this, and I look forward to future episodes. Thank you. Dick Apps for Days says, hey, I'm a teen and I love this podcast. The hosts pretend this is aimed for adults, but I don't think old people would like anything this silly. It's hella random. You'll love it, 12 to 16-year-olds. Theft act like we don't know how to nut, but we do. Keep listening. I think it was supposed to be they act, not theft act. Who's to say? It's just like Comatonia 9 or something.
The title of the review is, this is for teens.
Keep listening. I love you guys. Thank you. Episode 207 from Cumbertonian here again.
Oh.
Howdy, y'all. All here's 5-star review number 6. More to come. X Dr. ZX. A D&D fever dream. This podcast is the first D&D podcast I listen to and continues to be my favorite. The cast continues to be amazing. 300 plus episodes later. 777777777, take a knee, says, greatest bone cards training manual podcast yet. 5 out of 5 Minnesota Apple stores recommend.
Thank you so much. This is a good batch of reviews. This is a great batch of reviews. Those are very funny ones to me.
Nice job.
Good job, everyone.
Remember, we're kind of the joke doers, so be funny like and good, but like...
Funny, you guys are getting a little too fucking funny around here. Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone. As always, please review us. Please review other podcasts. Please tell your friends about the things that you like, because we could buy a $4,000 ad and it could bring us some folks, or you can tell some of your friends and it would be way better. So
hell yeah,
that'd be chill and cool.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bach.
That's him.
I love it. Do you guys do it in your head and you hold it out the
Mike
same
Bachman.
Way?
Yeah, no, it really is in my head. Bachman. I do say it to myself every single time.
Jennifer, I want you to know every time you're gone, I do yours.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
She's like, I'm Jennifer. I'm an idiot. And
I'm stupid.
I'm the worst girl on the podcast. That's what she says, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I told her to say that.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished getting ready for spoopy season, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
This episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Beauty Flow, Dark Walk, Distant Tension, Fairy Tale Waltz, Heartbreaking, Lamentation, Land of Phantoms, Heart of the Beast, Lone Harvest, Phantasm, Some Amount of Evil, and Decay are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.